The Morning Farmers Market is returning to Celebration Plaza this Saturday. I talk with City of Sulphur Springs Community Development Director Shane Shepherd.
It's going to be this Saturday, and it starts at 8 a.m. and goes until noon. And it starts, well, it's Saturday all the way through October.
Okay. And what can we expect there?
So the Sunrise Market is nothing but locally grown agricultural products. Because of all the rain, some of the products, like we thought we'd have some spinach, but the rain made the spinach not grow. So all sorts of homegrown stuff that's available right now.
I would think that a lot of stuff had probably got an early start, probably doing pretty well this time of year, I would think, with all this rain and everything.
Right. And I'm hoping that's the case also. We're going to find out for sure on Saturday. We've had several vendors say that they are coming. I don't think there's going to be a wide variety of goods quite yet, because we're still pretty early in the season. Yeah. And with all the rain, couldn't grow like normal. But yeah, I think it should be a good start on Saturday.
And we've maintained a pretty good fan base of people that have been pretty regular showing up to, you know, try to get fresh vegetables and stuff.
We have, yeah, and I think that will grow this year, too. Last year, I think the Sunrise started mid-year last year, mid-season, because there's such a demand about people wanting to have a daytime market as well as a nighttime market, and the nighttime one is, you know, going fine. But so we started that mid-year to fill that demand, but we're starting earlier this year, April, because the demand was so well last year.
Yeah, I see this more for, I mean, I love the nighttime market, you know, with all the excitement and everything, but the morning, it seemed like you're serious. These are serious shoppers, you know, looking for maybe tomatoes or, you know, stuff like that.
Right, the nighttime one is more of kind of like a block party, is how it's been referenced to. And the morning one is, like just what you said, it's more of a traditional farmer's market. It's a little bit smaller. It's not quite as energized, but it's like a farmer's market probably should be. It's more just locally grown farmer stuff.
You guys are making contact with a lot of different growers, hoping to encourage them to show up and everything?
We have. We contacted, just as of yesterday, every farmer we had in our database that we've had, that we collected in the last 3 years. And there's one that we talked to out near Commerce, a former executive of a big company out in Dallas. He retired about 100 acres and just planted all sorts of stuff, and he's trying to make a second career out of that. And so he's going to try our market first. So we're excited to have them.
KSST News.